This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Of all the financial decisions that life brings us, few, if any, are as emotionally loaded as buying and especially selling a house. A house or a condo or an apartment, it's not just a place we live, right? It's where lives happen. And that is why when Marketplace's Amy Scott saw that her childhood home in Colorado Springs was not only for sale, but that there was an open house coming up, well, you knew she had to, right? Here's Amy.
I still dream about the house I grew up in. It was a big blue Victorian with white trim and a red door. Out back, there was a deck and a concrete slab where I rode big wheels with my older brother and let him destroy me at basketball. I hadn't been inside since junior high. Now, here I was 30 years later, walking up the front steps with my husband and my own two kids.
Oh, wait, let's eat your pretzels not in the house.
My old blue house is taupe now, with white and purple trim. The Victorian-era mechanical doorbell my dad put in was still there.
Yeah, it doesn't quite work anymore.
When we went inside, I half expected our old furniture to be there, too. The black Naugahyde couches and swirly black and white curtains, the wall-to-wall gold carpet. But the house was empty, and the floors were gleaming hard wood that apparently required protection.
Oh, do you want us to wear booties?
If you wouldn't mind, the owner would be very appreciative.
Sure. Yeah.
A lot was the same, though. The French doors my parents closed when they watched TV at night. The broken drawer in the butler's pantry. I climbed the creaky stairs to my old room, took a deep breath, and opened the closet door.
It's still here. Come here.
Down near the bottom of the door frame, where I hoped my mom wouldn't see them, were my initials.
AES 74 to 89. Of all things, that's going to make me cry.
I'd carved them into the wood with a ballpoint pen the day we moved out. My mom was getting remarried and we needed a bigger place. I was 14, kind of a crappy age even when your world isn't blowing up. I didn't want to leave. My mom still lives in the neighborhood, so after the open house, I went over. We pulled out the old photos and kept the nostalgia going.
Oh, yeah, so that's, the fireplace.
And the white walls.
Look at that perm.
And here is the kitchen.
Mom,
wallpaper.
Look at that perm.
It was my perm. I looked like a mushroom. My parents bought that house, their first, in 1971 for $19,500. My dad was a new college professor, making $5,000 a year. My mom worked part-time for the Girl Scouts.
I can only remember one other house that we were kind of serious about, but it would have been a stretch because it was in the 20s. But in retrospect, I think we got the best house for us that we could afford.
$19,500. In today's dollars, that would still only be around $122,000. But my hometown is booming, and my parents' starter home was now listed for well over $500,000.
It makes me kind of sad that I don't even think Alex and I could afford that house. You know, that would be a real stretch for us.
And we're not just starting out. Nor are we alone. Houses almost everywhere seem to have more earning power than most of us do. And buyers are running out of stretch, which may be one reason my old house wasn't selling. I went back to talk to the seller to find out what was going on.
Hi. Hello.
Molly Cassidy and her dog Oni greeted me at the door. Molly's in her early 60s. She wore a cowboy hat and hiking boots. She bought the house in 2000 for $262,000. That'd be about $387,000 today.
Did that seem like a lot at the time?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. However, when I started seeing the market go up, I thought, well, it's probably been a good investment.
Over the years, she poured herself into that house. She filled it with antiques, mixed her own paint colors, and stained the walls in her bedroom with red Zinger tea.
It was a labor of love, which is why a lot of people can't appreciate it, I don't think, because it's not their love.
Today's buyers want the charm of an old house, but the amenities of a new one. They want a master suite, not the bathroom down the hall.
It has stymied me. I had no clue that it would take this long to sell this house.
She's knocked the price down several times to $559. She's also buried a figurine of St. Joseph, believed to help sell homes faster, in the front yard.
You know, I'll take voodoo at this point if it will sell this house.
Before I go, I ask her about the memorial I left in my closet.
Did it ever occur to you to cover it up?
No, never. You know, it's all just part of the character of the house.
And whoever buys this house, I hope they feel the same way, too. I'll be back to check. In Colorado Springs, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.